Praise the Lord. Here we go. Come on. Finishing. That's what we're talking about. Would you say that with us? Finishing. Nothing, you know, it is the start that stops most people. A lot of people don't start anything in their whole life. But there's so many people that start something and they don't finish. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to be that at Fellowship Church. Y'all listening? Say, it ain't happening. Quitting is not an option for me. You need to know that. Quitting is not a, well, will he ever quit? Is he going to quit? I ain't quitting. Got it? Yes or no? I have to tell the devil that. You may as well find some other preacher to fool with because I ain't quitting. Got it? That's the way it is. So that's not an option. Amen? We will finish what we have started. Would you say that? We will finish what we have started. That's what we're going to do. Okay? I like that. People are looking back. Good, good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's keep going. That's what we're talking about this morning. I'm going to have three questions right away. We're talking about the facility and going to give you information. A lot of this is going to be, the first part is going to be on that little sheet that you have. But let's go to the big screen. Here we go. How far have we come? How far have we come in this process of this facility? Let's look at it. Well, Fellowship Church was established in 2002. We started in 2002. Kicked it off with a banquet in that room. This is our first service. That's how I used to dress. But I found out this is hard work. No, I did that for years, and you know, I just decided I'd relax a little. And so I'm able to relax and wave my arms without splitting my coat jacket now. Amen? So, that's when we started. Raj, push me. Here we go. We purchased 11 acres in the bullseye of Rotunda in 2004. We successfully petitioned Charlotte County for 1.5 acres that they owned. It ran right through the middle of our property. Okay? It's undeveloped, and we knew that, but we wanted it. So we went to the county, a lot of money, a lot of petitioning. The zoning people were against us. The commissioner on the commission makes a motion that they don't give it to us. I'm sitting on the front row making ugly faces at her. None of the other commissioners voted with her. Her recommendation died in committee. Somebody else pops up over here. I think we should give them the land. And everybody voted for it except her, and we got the land. Amen? Praise God for that. Petitioned them for that. Keep going. We entered an agreement with DMK Engineering for all the site work. It's virgin land. Nothing's ever been built there before. So you got to do a ton of stuff to make it, you know, a doable piece of property to put something there. Went into a contract agreement with Shanks Architects from Dallas, Texas. Began the building's design. Good. That or that or that or that or that or that or that. He said, I don't want to do it like that or that or that or that or that. So he wanted to do something unique for us. Amen? So that's what we're trying to do. We received facility approval from Southwest Florida Water Management in 2007. That's called Swift Mud. That's snails and environmental things, and that's tough right there. But we got it. We entered into a contract agreement with Zirkelbach Construction in 2009. He's our builder. Okay? We did hit a bump in the road. Amen? How many know the Rotunda bump? Have you been across it? Oh, the Rotunda bump. I find out I'm not the only one going across that bump. Amen? We purchased office spaces, suites, and garages on 776 in 2009. Our offices, we own them. The garages, we own them. Our offices are not going to be at this facility. Our offices will be in the middle of town where people can get to us. I like it that way. Amen? It's nice. Church is church, where we can have church and where we can minister and where we can do. And the offices is separate. And it's at a different location. And it's a whole lot cheaper to buy something out of foreclosure. Hello. And have offices and garages for junk. And it's not on the property all junked up. Amen? We purchased an additional 3 acres adjacent to our property just this year in 2009. How many remember that happening? Amen? Praise the Lord. So now we have that. Come on, that's good stuff. You can get happy if you want to. Amen? The beautiful thing, too, that property was priced at one time for $799, and then it just kept coming down, and then about $350, and then things happened, and things do happen in life, and so we end up getting that property for $123,000 plus closing costs, and that was a great deal. Amen? And now it's commercial property. Somebody's not going to come right on top of us and build or holler at our children. Amen? Okay? And there was 36 condos going on that land, and they took up every bit of the land. It looked awful. I didn't like it at all. Okay? We received phase one build approval from the Rotunda Architectural Review Committee. Amen? That was 7 months, 40 pounds, and a beard. Amen? Yeah, that was rough. But at least the Vikings got Favre during that time, so that was good. Here we go. Keep going. The Charlotte County building permitting process, where is it at? As of January 31, it's at about 90% completion. Amen? 90%. What does that mean? Out of 14 things that I can decipher that must be done, approved, rejected, approved, rejected, approved, approved. See what I'm saying? So got a couple of issues, but even those are getting smaller, okay? So we're making progress, getting closer. Every single invoice for the facility, land, offices, anything, architect, everything, so far, can you say that with me, has been paid in full. Let's praise the Lord this morning. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Okay? So, that's where we have come from. Y'all got that? Yes or no? And, after doing all that, we have $1.8 million that's been set aside in segregated fund accounts for this building. Amen? So, literally, on that screen, if you look at it and you broke it all down, folks, be honest with you, God, in a miraculous way, He's done millions of dollars of stuff for us on not millions of dollars. Amen? So our money's gone a long way, and we have $1.8 million, and we're ready now to see that building come out of the ground. What do we need, Pastor, to get that building to where we can get our CO, our certificate of occupancy, and actually hold a service in it? Not bells and whistles, not everything we've wanted, right? You know, that'll happen. But to be able to use that property, use that building, we need $750K. Can you say that with me? $750. One more time. $750. Why do you call it $750K on the bottle? There you go. Amen? That's what we need. Our goal is to have that money raised and be able to get in that facility March 31, 2011. Amen. Am I boring you to tears or not? Say, hope not. Okay, I'm trying to help and trying to do a good job. Hang in here with me. Amen. Come on. Here we go. That's what we need. We got to race to the finish. So where'd we come from? Do y'all got that down now? You think you got a little handle on it? Yes or no? Okay, good. It's in your worship guide today. It's yours to keep. You'll have that. You can see it. Praise God for it. Amen. Now let's look. Finishing. Let's ask this next question. How far can we go? How far can we go on $1.8 million? That's what I want you to see today. How far can we go on $1.8 million, preacher? You'll be surprised. Look how far we can go. We're getting ready to start the building. Obviously, we've already been starting. Y'all understand that, don't you? Lot was on that screen, right? Amen? Went to start yesterday. Been doing this for years now. But as it comes out of the ground, how far can we go with $1.8 million? How far will that take us? Stay here with me. We can pay for the building permit and fees. And I hate to break this news. Inside of that figure is a lot of money. From impact to water to all this kind of stuff that you have to do. I'm not talking about building something. I'm talking about giving them money to let you to be able to do it. Probably about $100,000 right there. Amen? And right now, the county's not too anxious to be giving up money. Okay? Even though we're trying. See if we can have some kind of exception. We can pay for the survey on the trees and the ponds and the building pad. That's taking place right now, by the way. If you drive out there this afternoon, you'll see all that stuff going on. installation of silk fencing. We've got the money now that we can go ahead, we can put all that up. You'll see that going up sometime in the near future. Site clearing. We've got the money to do that, to excavate the ponds, to get the slab ready to go. Amen? Come on. We've got money to do the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing rough-in. All that stuff they do beforehand, it goes into the ground, then it slab gets poured on top of it. Amen? Water and sewer insulation. You've got to be able to bring that from the street, where it's got to go, set it where it goes under the grounds. That all has to take place right now. We can do that. The foundation can be laid. The slab can be poured. Amen? I'll be there that day. Amen? Come on. All masonry walls, we have the money enough to build them. So the walls are in the air. Steel erected. Big, massive beams going across. Got the money to do that. Exterior framing and sheeting. Different areas that they need to do on the outside of the building. We got the money to do that, to accomplish that. Boy, $1.8 million's going a long way. Did you know about 3 years ago $1.8 million wouldn't have gone this far? The completed roof decking will be put up there, all right? Then the finished roof. Are you telling me for $1.8 million we're going to have the finished roof, the one that the big daddy, the granddaddy roof? Yeah, it's going to be there for $1.8 million. Windows installed. Oh, look. How about some doors? Yeah. By the way, where did I get this? From a flow chart. Cost from our builder. He didn't do all this stuff. Raj did this. It was just a sheet. But we wanted to make it pretty for you today. Amen? Interior framing installed. So you'll open up the door. Look, there's metal studs. Wait a minute. There's stucco on the outside. And some stonework too. $1.8 million. Exterior painting. Here we go. Parking lot base. That's not asphalt. That's that stuff underneath the asphalt so the asphalt don't go bloop. Amen? That material that keeps it strong, the shell base. Mechanical, and I seen this guy one time before, ain't I? Mechanical, electrical, and plumbing rough-in number 2. That means if you go in the building, well, look at that. There's some pipes coming out of the floor for the toilets over there. Look at that. There's conduit up here. There's some ductwork above our head. Are y'all going to sleep on me? Come on. Insulation installed. Why, isn't it nice and cool in here? Yeah, it's because the insulation's up there. Look at that. How far can we go? Dry wall hung. Amen? Can we praise the Lord for how far we can go? Come on. Amen! Come on. Like I said, this is not a normal message you'll ever hear at Fellowship. Amen? It will be on DVD for people in the future. They can get it. They can see it. They can see where we're at, see what we're doing. Amen? Question number 3. So how far have we come? How far can we go? And then this question, what will be left for us to do? Would you say that? What will be left for us to do? Because the money will be spent. About October, we'll be broke. Got it? Please get that. The only time Fellowship Church was ever broke was when we started. We ain't been broke since, amen? We don't want to get there, okay? And we'll keep from getting there if we keep doing things debt-free till the day we die, amen? What will be left for us to do, Pastor? Here it is. Say that with me. Can you scream it? Finish it! That's what's left to do. How many want to just do it that far? Just that far what we just did? Look, it looks good from the outside. We need a lot of stuff. It's called finishing. Pop it up. Finish the drywall. Oh, yeah, look at that. It's got some little texture on it. I like that. Here we go. I really like that. Amen? Come on. We need some of those, don't we, people say? Wouldn't it be great? I mean, very few churches ever probably go to the bathroom and go, thank you, Jesus, that's paid for. Amen. Now, we said that right there. Amen. I'm going to do that. Amen? Come on, I'm going to thank him for that. How about this one? Finish the lights. I want to tell you, this isn't the fancy theater lights that we'll have one day. This is lights to light the room so we can have church. Okay? You understand? When you do something debt-free, you don't always get everything you want up front. But if you hang in there, you usually get everything you want and more. Because we're not paying some crazy bank somewhere crazy interest money. It ain't happening. Got it? Here we go. Finish the heating and air conditioning. Big, huge carrier units they set up on top of our facility. And by the way, Joy made sure, as she was talking the whole time, that walls are going to be built high enough, or there's a nice decorative screen, so that when we're on the ground, we're not sitting there looking at air conditioner units sitting up on top of our building that looks crappy. Got it? Say. Praise the Lord. Amen? That's what we're going to do. Pay for them. Keep looking. Finish it. Finish the fire and security. The sprinkler system that has to be on the inside. Big expense. Finish it, man. Keep looking. Finish the painting. You might get to help. How about that? All right. Who said church can't be fun? We can have fun. We can see things done and have a good time doing it. Finishing the what? Most of the floors are going to be a glazed concrete that has a beautiful color pattern, like you see at some of the nice malls and things like that. There'll be sections for some seats and close areas where there'll be little carpet or nice rugs. The aisleways will be just like this with carpet. Okay, but under your seat, we're not going to waste the money and put that blue stuff underneath your seat. We're not doing it. It's going to be nice concrete. It'll be fine. You'll never know it. Amen? But we'll know it this way. Okay? The floors. Finish the what? Parking lot. Amen? And I have a real blessing. Those lines that you see, the bumper stops, the signs, handicap, all those kind of different signs that's inside of a parking lot, all are being donated. All that's being donated. Not the parking lot, but all that other stuff. I called him again last week. Their mother attends our church. She's right back here today. Amen? Praise the Lord. Miss Alta, how you doing? Amen. We love you. Amen? Praise the Lord. This is something her husband, who's in heaven, wanted to make sure got done, right? And it's going to get done. And since they're doing it, I expect it'll be the best that anybody could do. Amen? Come on. Finishing the courtyard. There'll be a large courtyard. There will be some with scriptures. And many of you have given, and we want to be able to do that. Anybody that's given up to $3,000 over the entire time is going to have your scripture, your favorite scripture. There'll be no names on this church, Fellowship Church. We love Jesus. We love people. Not going to name it after somebody. Oh, I got my little name out front or my name on the back of a seat. Ain't happening. Got it? It's for the glory of God. It's all right if other people do it that way, but that's not what we're doing. Okay? I appreciate your support in that area. So we're going to finish the courtyard. When people walk up, they're not going to walk through mud and mess and go on into the house. It ain't happening. It's going to be a lovely courtyard where people can fellowship. And finish the landscaping. You see that word donation pledged? What's that mean? Trees, shrubs, sprinkler system. Family in our church has a business. They don't want the horn tooted, but they want to do this because they can do it and they're willing to sacrifice, so that's all going to be donated. Amen? Praise the Lord for that. Amen. All right. So I love your, I got more time with you guys. I'm loving doing this a little more than I did in the first service. What will be left for us to do? Finishing the seating. What kind of seating will it have? Not pews. It'll be like you have right here, but they won't be 17 years old. Amen? These are fine. We thank God for them. But they'll be newer, a little different, and all of them will work. Amen? And that's the plan. We might not have every one of these in. We're going to evaluate where we're at. We'll have room for about 1,000 of them. Might be we'll have 800 when we start. Who knows? We'll play it by ear, see how it goes. But you'll be able to have a place for your fanny to sit. We will not have, when we do it this way, We'll use our portable sound. We'll use our stuff that we have, cameras, video, projection. We have stuff that can make church happen. Amen? But all that will be there as we can then move to that next stage of finishing up. Amen? So we can actually get a CO, and we can have church and do the job. So y'all understand what's left for us to do? Yes or no? Okay. We call it seven. Let's praise the Lord. Come on. Yeah, I appreciate that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 750K. Race to the finish. Now, you don't come to fellowship without me preaching, because we're not going to do this. We're going to save some word. But I'll tell you something. Move on, Rog, with you, if you don't mind. The Lord helped me this week. He helps me every week with a message. This week, clear as crystal. Clear as crystal what I should talk to you about. Boy, that makes it nice. Here it is. I'm talking about finishing, Jesus. I'm talking about starting something, Jesus. I don't want to finish it, Jesus. Will you help me, Jesus? Jesus said, you come to the right place, Gary. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, say it with me, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the shame, and now he's set down at the right hand of God the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Jesus. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And here's what I wrote down in my notes right here. When it comes to finishing, Jesus wrote the book on it. Amen? When it comes to finishing, Jesus wrote the book on it. You need some help, Gary, with finishing? Oh, good, you came to me. Because I wrote the book on it. Amen? Look at some scripture with me. In the beginning was the Word, that's Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was what? The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, like in our recent series, Star Watch. And without him was not anything made that was made. When Jesus says something, it happens. When he starts something, it finishes. Got it? Say. That's who Jesus is. When Jesus was on this earth for 33 years, the last 3 years was his ministry among people, touching people's lives, teaching, preaching, healing. And right before he's going to the cross, his high priestly prayer to his Father, the cross is there. That's why he came. I got to finish. And he's praying. These words spoke Jesus. He lifted up his eyes to heaven. He said, Father, the hour's come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify you. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom you've sent. I have glorified you on the earth. Say it with me. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. And then that classic, unforgettable line that Jesus says on the cross. John 19:30. And when Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, say it with me, church, it is finished. And he bowed his head, and he gave up the ghost. Do you see why I think Jesus wrote the book on finishing? Oh, yeah. Amen? That's why you need to quit trying to get yourself saved and all this kind of stuff. Amen? How stupid. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. Do you believe it or not? Are you in or out? Are you up or down? He did it. You didn't. Do you believe it or do you not? You see how simple salvation is? Can't be that simple. It can be that simple because he's that kind of God. He didn't need you to pop the stars up. He didn't need you to do this. He did it. It's done. Do you believe it or not? Well, I go to church. Good. You're still not going anywhere. Do you believe in Jesus? Have you got it nailed, church? Are you hearing? Boy, when it comes to finishing, he wrote the book on it. When it comes to finishing a building. Now, this happened in my office. I'm just studying. Hang on. When it comes to finishing a building, Jesus is the master carpenter. Will you say that with me? When it comes to finishing, Jesus is the master. So you're good at finishing stuff. Now, you're great at finishing stuff. And you a builder to boot? Yes, I am, Gary. Mark 6. And Jesus had been out preaching and teaching, and he comes back to his home country, home area of Nazareth, and his disciples following him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach them in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, saying, "From whence hath this man these things? What wisdom is given unto him that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands?" And then look, verse 3. "Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary?" Oh, yeah. My Savior was a builder. Do you understand that? Yes or no? His hands look probably a lot worse than mine look today. I've been doing some building lately. I got little sores all over them. That's what he did. He knows what I'm going through. He knows what this church is going through. Y'all listening? Now, you might think, "Clark, you're making the Bible so personable." It is personal to me. That's what the Word of God can be if you'll let it be that in your life. Are you hearing me this day or not? He'll talk to you. And you don't have to go goofying off the wall and make up crazy junk. Amen? Get all spooky on us. Right from the Bible. So he wrote the book on finishing. He's the master carpenter. And he didn't stop there. I'm saying, "Lord, what can I tell the church this week? You know I don't like doing this per se. I have to admit, though, I'm enjoying myself right now." That's with the Holy Spirit. Amen? He said, "You've read it a bunch of times, you crazy nut. It's right in the Bible." Just exactly what we're going through right now. Look at it. Listen to this phenomenal story from our Savior, Jesus, on starting and finishing a building. "You mean you put that in there for me?" It's right there, son. Are y'all ready to see it? Come on, let's get some instruction from him. Luke 14, verse 28. "For which of you, intending to build a tower?" I'm not going to preach long on this part, but I'm going to tell you something. Did you know to a lot of people that will represent, that's going to be like a tower down there to them. In the middle of Rotunda where there's been nothing, everybody gets lost. We want them to get found. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The worst thing a community could do would put up something round right in the middle. That's what they did. So no matter where you go, it's like I'm lost. That water tank's always looking at you no matter what way you're going. Is that the truth? In a few more months, no longer will that be the case. There will be the main corner right down on that circle that's going to have something. You can call it a tire or anything you want to. All I'm going to tell you, it'll help you find your way home, my friend. Amen? A church that you can see. Here's what Jesus said. "Which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the cost? Whether he have sufficient to what?" His word. "Lest happily after he's laid the foundation, he's not able to what? And all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, but he was not able to what?" I've read this hundreds of times. This week it became mine. Amen? So here's what I need to do. I'll be right back. Excuse me. Ba-bum, ba-bum. Ba-bum, ba-bum. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. Can we break this down? What he just said, can we do this? Are y'all all right? I'm going to do it just like he said, dude. Here I am. Do you, Fellowship Church, intend to build? Yes, we do. Well, that was easy, wasn't it? Okay, Jesus. Yes, we do. Number two, have you sat down and counted the cost? Here's the answer. Yes, we have. Everything, Jesus, sir, on the screen is paid for. We have this much money, $1.8 million. And we need about another $750 to get our CO to where we can have church. So we've counted our cost. Will that bring everything that you want in a building right away? No, sir, it won't. But we can have church, and it'll be nice. All right. Good so far, say. Think I've lost my mind? You ought to read your Bible like this sometimes. It's amazing what you can hear. Number three, right from this passage, do you have sufficient to finish it? Why that question, Jesus? Why'd you ask me that? I told you what we've done. Look at what we've done. Look at it. Told you what we've got. And I've told you how far that'll take you, too. Why'd you ask me that? Jesus talking. You see it right there. I see it right there because I want to be able to see it, too. Well, after you've laid down the foundation, if you're not able to finish it, would you say that with me? You will be. Did you know I've got a, you know, church in general has enough stuff going on that make people mad anyway? Or that Satan uses to get them discouraged anyway? This is something that's within our power that we don't give Satan a chance to do that with. You understand? Jesus talking. They will say, if you don't finish it, you began to build and you were not able to finish. Okay? You think anybody might say that if we did that, yes or no? Are you kidding me? You know who they're going to put the name in the blank first? Guess. Gary Clark. But don't think you're getting off scot-free, you t-shirt, hat-wearing, bumper sticker people. You're not getting off. They're going to think you're a nut, too. Amen? I'm sorry, you're in now. Amen? Then Jesus said this. This isn't him talking to me spooky. This is the Bible. Did y'all hear the Bible just a second ago? This is a little plainer English. I'm just trying to make it so we can understand it. Jesus talking. What you intended to do, fellowship, to bring me glory, will end up bringing you and me shame. And then I heard these words clear as crystal in my office. Not audible, but boy, did he tell me. Here they are. Don't do that. Don't do that. Do not do that to me. Jesus speaking. Don't bring me shame. Y'all listening? Now, how many read that in the story, in scripture before? Can I see your hand? You've read that, haven't you? Isn't that incredible? I mean, so simple. But does it fit for us at fellowship, yes or no? So, here's the big question. Now we're moving. Y'all got that bottle thing and that paper thing? Say, you need to be finding that. Come on. Help me now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Help me now. Okay. Hang on. I still want your attention, but I know you're struggling. It's funny looking at you. She passed it off. He passing it off. They're passing it down the road. Maybe you open it. Amen? Okay. Here we go. By the way, I don't know if I said it already. It's hard. How many are having trouble getting it out? Good. It's been hard, ain't it? It's hard. This whole process has been hard, hasn't it? Y'all remember years ago when I met the man, I had a meeting with the man to buy the land? Do y'all remember that? And remember what I said to you? I was scared to death. I said, if you don't pray, you don't have any part. None. Unless you pray. And many of you prayed, and we were successful. Amen? But I was sweating bullets. It's hard. But we can do it. So here's the questions. Now, you really need to listen to me. Pay attention with me. I know this has been different, but I'm glad I got a church where we can talk like this. And we didn't bring some firm from outside to slick it down. plain English. Is there sufficient in this room over the next 60 weeks to finish the building? Look at that. Well, I'm hearing some yeses here. Yeah. Is there sufficient in this room to finish this building in the next 60 weeks? Did Jesus say I should ask you that? Yeah. Right from his word. That's the question. And I need you to help me understand how we can get this done. Not all the bells and whistles. One side's been cut down. We'll make that another phase. That's another deal. We'll worry about all that later. Can we do this first phase by March 31st, 2011? That's 60 weeks starting next week. Okay? Why that 60 weeks, Clark? Because the permitting is about to be done. The builder's ready to get going. Contracts aren't going to be good for like, oh, you can take forever. That's not how construction works, people. They get going, and we're going to have to stay ahead. Why? Because October's coming when I'm going to run out. So Clark's going to run to the finish line. Amen? I'm glad I'm having to raise money today to finish and not to start, aren't you? I'm glad we're on third base. We're three quarters of the way home, friend. I'm glad we're on third base with a little lead instead of starting out at home plate hoping I can make it the whole way. Amen? That's what that pledge card in the water bottle is all about. Will you help us? You need to think this through, though. Will you help us, together, working together as a team, pledge over the next 60 weeks? I'm not talking about 6 years. I'm talking about 60 weeks. That's a long time. Well, obviously, you weren't here when we started. That was 375 weeks ago. You telling me I can't go 60 weeks? I don't want to be a church, and I won't be. That I hear different pastors, they can't make their budget. It's not because their salaries are too high. It's because their mortgages are. There's nothing they can do about it right now. They're stuck. We're not stuck. Amen? So I need your help. And some of the best words I could ever tell you as a congregation is, I need your help. The Lord gave me that this week too. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. You don't need me. You live on the water. Yeah, build it. Okay? Worked hard. I cannot do this by myself. Can't do it. Amen? I'm just like you. I can do something. Would you help me? Us working together. The Warrior Campaign started 2 years ago. I haven't taken that off since. Okay? It was a 3-year program. We were hoping to raise $1.5 million in 3 years. Well, actually, we got a little ahead. I think we're going to get the building this first phase done before I ever anticipated, quite honestly. So 2 years of the Warrior Campaign's done. We didn't raise, what with 500 is what we were hoping. We raised over that. We raised $1.1 million in 2 years. Come on, praise the Lord with me. Here we go. So, what does the warrior turn into now? You need to know this. The warrior's still a warrior. Oh, it takes a heart to do this. But this warrior, he's running now. He's running now. We're going to see that a little bit later. I get ahead of things. He's running now. Do y'all get the gist of this, yes or no? So, if you've been giving on a regular basis in the warrior, we need you to continue to do that or pick it up a notch. When you get closer to something, do you keep the same pace or not? Say, oh, look, they're to finish. Or is it, oh, look, there's the finish. I need you to pick it up. Keep looking. So what are these? Who came up with this genius idea? Not a genius idea because I came up with it. Okay? We need some to give $25 a week. We need more people to do that than any other amount on this. That would be 80 spots. Can you pick out your marathon that you can run, that you feel like you could do on a weekly basis? We need some that would say 40, that says I can do 50 a week. How can you do it, Clark? You can't do this. Friend, how did we get everything done so far? Somebody tell me. We did it this way. Yes, we can. 75 a week. We need 20 in here that would say, I can do that. I can be one of those. How about 100? 15. We need 14 because that's what I'm going to be. Okay? I'm going to be 100. That's a marathon I can run. All right? It's not a ton, but I feel like that's something I can do. All right, what can you do? We're all different. I want to do more. That's my passion. I hope I can do more. Amen? But I tithe, and then I'm going to be giving this, and that's where I'm at. 125. Need 10. 150. 8. 175. 6. 200. 4. 225. 3. 250. Nobody can do 250 a week. Are you crazy? Did you know I already have some people occasionally that will, that no, not occasionally, almost on a monthly basis, that give us $1,000 for the building. Somebody, last year we had two couples that helped us. They gave us $25,000. We can't count on people. We can have a few that do that, church. Are you listening or not? Not everybody can do that. Some can. Some can. And then I've got other. What's that mean? You might feel like, Pastor, you just left me way out of the thing. No, I didn't. Other. Anything you can do. I'm asking you, if it's $5 a week, would you run that 5 every week with me? Say, for 60 weeks. Would you run that 10 with me or that 15? How about you're saying, Pastor, I know I can do more than 250. I can do 500. I can do 1,000. I know I can. I don't know. I have no clue. But I know this. I can run with you. Are y'all hearing the message or not? Okay? Why are you saying this, Clark? All you do is talk about money. That's a lie. I don't do that. It's not true. But you know what? I don't apologize for wanting to build something for God, for His glory, debt-free. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're trying to teach others here at this ministry. How many are enrolled right now in the Dave Ramsey debt-free class? Can I see your hands? Awesome. How many have ever taken that Dave Ramsey class with us at fellowship and you're enrolled? Can I see your hands? Pop it up. Bunch of y'all throughout the house. Why do we do that? Because we try to also not only do it this way, but then to teach you how to do that so that when the economy goes belly up and all screwy like it's done, you don't lose everything. We don't want to do this and lose all that, do we say? No, I'm not signing this away for nobody. Debt-free or die, hell or high water. Amen? So let's see if we have sufficient to finish it. That's what that pledge card's about. Y'all understanding? Y'all feel all right, though, right now? Say, I feel pretty good. It's because this church is a very unusual church. I feel like, so I love you. You love me. You're crazy, I'm crazy. You got problems, I got problems. Amen? And I feel like I can talk like this. It's pressure, though. I stayed up all week long on this mess. Jesus wrote the book on what? Also, Jesus is the master what? Also, pop this up. Jesus is Lord, and He's chief of financial provision for Fellowship Church in Englewood, Florida. That's who He is. There's not one computer that you see, one little screen, one little microphone, one little box, anything you see up here. Anything you ever see at our offices is all paid for. It's debt-free. And only one person can get the credit, God. He did it. He's done everything. Amen? I'm going a smidgen long, but isn't it worth our time if we can get this thing done debt-free? Okay? You'll be fine. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Don't worry about that rolling bottle. I had golf balls up here last week. Here we go. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen? God provides for us. Today, look at it. The warrior starts what? Running. to the finish line. Can we do it, church? Can we do it? Can we do it? I know I'm a cheerleader today, but that's all right. I'm happy to do this. Can we do it? Say, can we do it? How many, good, how many have ever told somebody, a friend or something, anybody, any acquaintance, anybody, that we're building our building debt-free? Can I see your hand? Then help. Don't lie to them. Let's you and me not lie to them. Amen? Come on. Can we do it? Say. If we said it, let's do it. And that's what I ask out of you today. I'm not asking you to do anything you can't do cheerfully or with a great attitude. I'm not asking you to put yourself in financial straits. We don't believe that here at Fellowship Church. Okay? Can you do something? Can you do something? I'm not going to tell you, if you do something, God's going to bless you and you're going to get a new house. You ain't. Some TV preacher will tell you that. You're not. If you do this, here's what's going to happen. We're going to be able to build a church in Rotunda for the glory of God, debt-free. And you're going to have a part in it. Amen? That's good stuff. Amen? We're almost ready for our offering this morning. Fellas, if you'd make your way down here, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have our morning offering. Have y'all noticed I forgot something? The offering? Everything you give today goes to this facility. Everything you give today. Anything you give goes to this facility. Last week and a couple of weeks prior, we've been able to raise almost $25,000 since the first of the year. Amen? Come on, praise the Lord with me. Amen? Come on. So, what we get today plus what we got so far gives the runner a head start. Do you understand that? Say, my goal is that we're going to see God do crazy things over this next year, and we are going to see the bells and the whistles, and we're going to see the things that we would like to have sooner than later. Amen? But if not, we're going to be able to have church. Okay? It's important that you know this. Don't assume I know anything. How many already knew that? Here's what I mean. Don't assume, Pastor, you know I give $50 a week or $25 a week to the building. Listen, this is a new day. This is a race to the finish. You try that at a marathon. Well, I had this number at the last marathon. They go, fool, get in the back of the line. Get your new number. That's what you need to get today. Get you a marathon number. What can you do? So if you're already giving on a weekly or monthly basis, communicate that fresh and anew on your card today. Communicate that on the card. You're already doing, or maybe you add a little, or you subtract a little. What's between you and the little? Whatever. But the point is, don't just expect we know something, because this is going to help me to be able to sit down and have a talk with Jesus and find out if we can do it or not. Can we finish it or not? Okay? Y'all understand or not? If you have not given on a weekly basis, then I need you to communicate that you will, and at what level, if you are willing to do that. You need time to think about it? Great, that's no problem. I'm going to be drinking out of that water bottle for 60 weeks. I ain't quitting. By the way, that water bottle, somebody came up with a great idea. It'd make a great change jar. Put your change in. I bet we'd end up buying the carpet and mess just by the change it would come in and things. Amen? That'd be sort of fun. Today is the beginning of the finish. Would you say that with me? Today is the beginning of the... Can we say that again? Today is the beginning of the... I love that. Amen? 750K race to the finish. Is there sufficient to finish in this room? Amount so far in January? 24,730, church. Oh, I guarantee it's going to be higher than that next week. Come on. Amen? Is this starting to get fun? I'm having a good time. Amen? Praise the Lord. Here we go. Let's stand together. We're going to have a prayer, and I'm going to have you sit back down if you don't mind. Thank you for listening today. Again, if you're visiting, I know you came in, but hey, hopefully the way we do things will bless you. The way that we're open and we do things, maybe it'll be an encouragement to you. Okay? Let's pray together. Gene Martin, why don't you come pray for us? If you would. I'll let you have you pray right here in this little microphone. If you'd turn in your card in that bag, and if you can give any gift generous as you can possibly be today, we appreciate it. If you can do it cheerfully. If you can't do it with a cheerful attitude, you keep it and have a good lunch at Denny's. Amen? But we're not wanting that. Come on. Pray for us.
Heavenly Father, we have a challenge, but we can do it with you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That's the way we'll do it, Father.
Hallelujah.
This has been a good day for us, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We know what we got ahead of us, and I believe with my heart we can all do it together.
Hallelujah.
We have a wonderful pastor. Bless him.
Help us, Lord.
Relieve him from his stress. Some. Let him know that we're behind him. We do love him. This whole church, everyone loves this man.
Encouraging me.
We love the family that he has. We ask you to bless them. Lord. Help them very much, Father. We can all do this together.
Together.
And we will do it together.
We will.
We pray for this now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Be seated if you would. Thank you so much for giving today. You've made a huge, huge difference already. Jason, Kristen, Osborne coming. And they're going to be singing a song. How many know the group Rascal Flatts? This is a group, Rascal Flatts, the song, one of the songs they sing about our God. He's a great God. Praise the Lord. Let's welcome Jason and Kristen. Come on. Praise the Lord.
Of a courthouse down in Montgomery. Now they wanna kick him out of school and take him off our money. Well, they can take those words off of paper and stone, but he ain't gone. He ain't the living kind. He'll never walk away. Taking her husband on, started losing her faith and thinking that her life meant nothing. When she looks at those kids she raised all by herself, she knows she had some hell. He ain't believing kind. He'll never walk away. Even for those who don't
Lord, thank you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Great job. And going to finish up now. I've got just a close to this message today, and I've kept you a little long, but I think we did pretty good today. I think I thank you for letting me talk like this. I felt like you received it well. If you were making ugly faces, I tried not to look at you. Amen? No, I didn't see too many of those out there today. Thank you so much. And if you're here today visiting, or if you, I hope you'll understand again, we want you to come back and be a part of us. But this is a job that's on us. The Lord put it on us, and we're going to get her done. Amen? And or if you can't give and can't be a part of that, I understand that. But you're welcome here, and we love you. Back to Jesus' instruction. We're going to finish this message. I'm not going to end it, I don't want to end it with just this offering thing. Amen? Come on. I'm not going to preach long, but I'm going to finish this up. Back to Jesus' instruction about starting a building and finishing, Rod. It's about, say it with me, commitment. It's about commitment. But here's the interesting thing. The greatest commitment is being a Christ follower. Being a follower of Christ. That's the greatest commitment. And this little story, I'd seen it for years, and I didn't lose it. But it was tucked away in a little talk he gave. And it was about being a Christ follower, about being a disciple. Before we ever got to verse 28, there was verse 25. Look at it. There went great multitudes with him, with Jesus, and he turned and he said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yea, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And you thought my asking for 25 bucks was tough. You thought that was a tough sermon I just gave. Can you imagine being in the audience and him saying that to you? Hate mama, hate daddy, hate sister, hate brother. You think that's what he was, what was he talking about? Is Jesus about us hating our family, yes or no? No! But he's trying to make the point. If you're really going to call yourself a Christian and be a follower of me, then love me. Amen? I'm going to tell you something. I'll be just quite frank with you. My being a follower of Christ has kept me your pastor. I feel like quitting often. That's just the truth. But I don't do this for you or me. I follow him. It's what I've got to do. There's no quitting. Can't quit. That's the point. Okay? Listen. I'm going to tell you something else. Over the years I've been married to Joy, what's kept me a faithful husband? Not going out having sex with other women. You know what it is? Me being a Christ follower. Does that mean I don't want to have sex with other women? I'm a man just like every other man. Excuse me. I don't want to be ugly, but I'm not trying to be self-righteous. What God is saying, Gary, church, if you will follow me, you will be a good husband. If you follow me, you'll be a good pastor. If you follow me, you'll learn how to love your kids. Okay? How many of you had kids that just made you mad and a hornet? You just want to just pop them. Get rid of them. Yeah! But you know, as a Christ follower, you will love them unconditionally. Amen? See, being a Christ follows everything. And it has to do with our money. That's what he was talking about. He's talking about all of that. There's a cost to being a Christ follower. If you get this right, all of this stuff's going to take care of itself. Amen? You hearing me? It's not because I'm a good guy. It's not because you're a good guy. It's not because you're a good lady. It's because we're Christ followers that we can keep on keeping on, that we can keep doing right. You ever get tempted to do wrong in the church? Can I see some hands? Okay? You know what keeps me from going down that path? Christ follower. Others can do that. I can't do that. I cannot do that. No, I'm not going to do it. Why? Christ follower. You understand? And he took that little story about counting the cost and, oh, I'm a Christian. I've trusted Jesus. I got the joy of the Lord. Amen. And then people do that and then, man, they're just shipwrecked. Their lives, they turn. Are you committed to Christ today? Are you a Christ follower? Are you a Christ follower? That's the most important thing. He demands our commitment if we're truly going to be his disciple. I think we're about done. Is Jesus Christ before all others? Is Jesus Christ before your own what? Self. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ costs something. Costs something. And I ain't talking about the building all that stuff. Now, I'm talking about, husband, it costs your integrity to be a faithful husband. You listening? Yes or no? Wife, it costs you to be faithful to your husband, to love your husband. You understand? It costs. Well, my girlfriend's doing it. Well, they're doing it. You can't. Why? Because I'm a Christ follower. Hallelujah. Amen? They talking about it? Talk. Tell them to go talk to somebody else because you ain't going to be talking to them anymore. You are X out, okay? We're not going to go down that path, lady. Amen? Why? Because I'm a Christ follower. You understand, church, today, what I'm talking about? He tucked that little talk right inside of this subject. Are you committed to being a Christ follower? I am. You're bragging. I ain't bragging. He saved my sorry no good tail. And he tells me, Gary, take your cross. You follow me. You come after me. That's what I'm supposed to do. Amen? Have you done that? Are you doing that? Let's stand together. Thank you so much. We're going to close in prayer. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Thank you. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for these folk. Pray you'll bless them, Lord. Father, I pray far more than anything, any money coming in for our building. Oh, God, listen, I pray, you know my heart, Lord, more than anything, that we would be Christ followers. If there's someone here today that's not a Christian, I pray they would know our heart, be able to see our heart, that we're not out here to get something from them or take something from them. We're here to give something to them, that Jesus Christ loves them, cares for them, gave his life for them on the cross. Oh God, I pray today that people could look at their hearts and say, yes, I'm a Christ follower. Yes, I believe in Jesus. Yes, I want to follow him. Oh God, I know our church will be fine. We'll do great things for you if we're Christ followers. Oh God, help us, I pray. Touch our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.